Okay, boys. Today's daf is daf Samach Dalid. We're holding the Mishnah, which is almost halfway down. The Mishnah is very familiar to all of us because we learned it already a few times recently, but in particular yesterday, we discussed it in connection with Reb Dimi Minehardo, as we'll see. Dr. Mishnah, Lo Yisabor V'Lo Yisadus Alfa Pisha Kosev Lo Umka V'Ruma. Person sold the house. Reuven sold the house to Shimon, and it says that he said in the shtar, "I am selling to you my house. Not only am I selling you my house, I'm selling you the umka veruma, the depth beneath the house, veruma, and the erites above the house." Even though he wrote these additional terms, nevertheless, says the Mishnah, Loi esabor v'loi esedus, bor and dus are not included. Why are they not included? After all, the bor v'dus are b'umka. They are presumably in the basement, and they're going into the ground, and he said, umka v'ruma. So you remember that we learned in the Gemara yesterday, that if a person just writes bias stam, he's only selling the house. This is Reb Dimi Minehadoa said that if you only sell bias and you don't say anything more, you only get the physical structure of the bias. And therefore the moicher is entitled to go and use the air rights above the bias, which would mean he could go and build another couple of stories above the bias. Obviously, as long as it doesn't undermine the foundation of the bias that he sold. However, if he just sold bias, period, the moicher retains the erites above to continue building, as well as he retains the digging rights below the buildings. If below this building he hears that there is a possibility of a water reservoir flowing under the building, or he hears that there is a oil that he can go and strike under the building, if he only sold the bias, the moicher retains umka v'ruma. Now what happens if he throws in, I am selling you not only the bias, but also the umka v'ruma? From that point on, the lekeach has the right to go and build on top of the building. He gets the ruma, and he has the right to go and dig underneath the house because he bought umka v'ruma. However, the lekeach still does not get the bor v'dus. Bor v'dus, you recall we learned yesterday, those are cisterns, those are pits underneath the building, in which there is a collection of water. What's the nafka minah between bor v'dus? We already discussed that yesterday, and the Gemara will discuss it shortly after the Mishnah. So to get the bor v'dus, it's not enough to say umka v'ruma. Why not? Because bor v'dus are considered to be a separate tashmish, other than the home itself. Even though everybody needs a reservoir of water. I mean, that's basic living, you need water. However, the tashmish of a bias is living quarters. To eat, to sleep, to learn, to do whatever you do inside a house. Not to have a water base, a water reservoir underneath your home. So that bor v'dus is not included in umka v'ruma. If you want to sell the bor v'dus as well, we learned in the Gemara yesterday, obviously you can spell it out and say, I'm selling you the bias, including the bor v'dus. But there's another way of doing it, using legalese. He says, not only am I selling you the bias, and not only the umka v'ruma, but I'm also selling you mitahoim arav v'adroim rakia. Ooh, if you write those magic words, then the lekeach is koine bor v'dus. But without that, just saying umka v'ruma, bor v'dus is not included, and that's the halacha of our Mishnah, lo yisabor v'lo yisadus, avo bishikosav le umka v'ruma. Now, we're going to have a machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. The moicher retained for himself the right to the bor v'dus. The question is, how is he going to have access to the bor v'dus? After all, until now, the house was his. If he wanted to go to the bor v'dus, he would go down the steps to the basement and he'd draw water for the bor v'dus. However, the house doesn't belong to him any longer. How is he going to get to his bar vedus? Says Rabbi Kiva b'tzorach likach loy derech. He, the original owner of the house, is going to have to pay the loykeach a certain amount to have access, right of entry, to get to the bar vedus. Div Rabbi Kiva. No, just like he kept for himself the bar vedus, he kept for himself the right of way, the access to the bar vedus. What is the machlokes between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim? So we've learned this many times, that, and this is the way the Gemara will conclude, because Rabbi Kiva holds a moicher bi'ayin yofa moicher. So when he sold him the bais, he sold him lock, stock, and barrel, but not the bar vedus. And since the bar vedus was not included, but otherwise he sold him everything else, so he sold him even the derech to get to the bar vedus. Now you, the moicher, want to have access, you got to go and pay for it, like anybody else wants access to somebody else's house. Well, the Chum said, no, ain't it zarech nikol chay derech. Obviously, if he kept the bar vedus for himself, he also kept the right of way for himself. What is the value of a bar vedus if he can't get there? So the Chacham hold moicher ba'ayin ro'o moicher. And that's how the Gemara is going to assume. But you'll see Metshem and the Gemara on the Amud Beis that there may be other svaras as well. We'll see that shortly. Moicher b'kiva. Bizman she'omeloi chutz mi'aylu. What happens if in the shtar he said, I'm selling you the bias. I'm selling you the umka veruma. However, to alleviate or allay any doubts about the bar vedus, I'm writing beferish chutz mi'eilu. I'm retaining the bar vedus for myself. Note, it was not necessary. Our Mishnah already said that if you just sold the bias, even if you said umka veruma, everybody agrees bar vedus are not included. So why did he write chutz mi'eilu? That's a yitur lashon, totally superfluous. I'll tell you why. Because any time you add yitur lashon in a shtar, that automatically gives you additional rights. You remember we said yesterday in the Gemara, if a person says al menas, that I'm keeping for myself the diyoto el yoina, the diyoto el yoina is shaloi. And the Gemara said it's not necessary to go and say al menas, that I'm keeping the diyoto el yoina, because anyway, he retains the right to the Yoyter El Yoyter. By that extra Yitr Loshin, we had a Machlokes Rav Zvid and Rav Papa yesterday. What does that come to add to his rights? Either Lahoitzi Bazizim, or Livnois Aliyah Al Gaba, if the building were to collapse, as we discussed yesterday. Aha. So any Yitr Loshin gives you additional rights. Remember, we also had person got a matana of a piece of karka, and instead of just writing sodai nesunalach, it also says sodai machuralach, so he should have the benefit of achrayas. You recall. Anyway, so since we have a yipui lashon over here, he writes chutz mi'elu. By the way, even though it says chutz mi'elu, Rishbam yesterday said it doesn't really make a difference whether you say chutz or you say almanas. The point is, if you have extra lashon in the shtar, that gives you greater rights. And the greater rights over here is that not only do you retain the bar vedus, because that's what you wrote befeirish, chutz mi bar vedus, but also, even Rebbe Kiva would be moida, shein tzarech likach leiderech, he doesn't have to go and keep a derech for himself. Automatically, the chutz gives him that additional right of the right of access to get to his bar vedus. Okay, that was the first part. Now we go to the second part of the Mishnah, where we're talking about the mirror image, just the reverse. What is that? Mochron li'achir. What happens if Reuven, instead of selling his bias and retains his bar vedus, he sells the bar vedus and he retains the bias? Oh, so what happens now? Rabbi Kiva Oymer ein tzarech likach chol derech. The purchaser of the bar vedus does not have to pay an additional amount to get to the bar vedus, because that's automatically assumed. If he bought a bar vedus, he wants to be able to get to his bar vedus. Otherwise, what value does it have to go and buy the bar vedus? And the Gemara will again say that l'choyre, this is another raya that Rabbi Akiva holds, that moicher be ayin yofa moicher. And therefore, when he sold the Barbados, he sold him not only the Barbados, but also the right to get to the Barbados. And again, the Chum Oymim, no. Just because he sold him the Barbados doesn't mean he sold him the Derech. And Tzarech Likachloi Derech, so he's going to have to pay an additional amount to be able to get to his Barbados. And again, the Gemara will assume that the reason for the Chum is because Moicher, be Ayin Ro'a Moicher. He sells the minimum, not the maximum. We'll see Mitchum the Gemara if that's the case, what do you have to have both cases for? We'll see shortly. Okay. Now, the Gemara until the bottom of the Amid is just going to explore briefly what's the difference between a bar vidus. Both bar vidus are pits in the ground, cisterns, in which you collect a reservoir of water for your daily needs. He also Ravina Vikokashale. Hainu bar, hainu dus. What's the difference between bar vidus? Aren't these just synonymous? So why does the Mishnah repeat them? We learned in the Braisa, Desanya, Echadabar, the Echadadus, Bekarka. Both of them are cisterns that you've dug out into the karka, into the floor. Elo, the only difference is Bar Bechafira, Badus Bebinyan. Bar Bechafira, Chafira means that you dug it out, and the Dus means Bebinyan, that you made, you didn't just dig it out, but you also made it into a ganze binyan, meaning that you put in cement or plaster or lime, and perhaps you put tiles around it. In other words, similar to a mikveh, if you will, that you could theoretically have a mikveh, which is just a hole in the ground with a collection of rainwater, or you can go and have a nicely designed, built mikveh that has nice tiles on and different colors and all the rest. So you're wondering to yourself, why would a person go and do the binyan if he can just simply do the chafira? What do I need the beautiful tiles and cement for? So Rishbam says very simply, it really depends on the karka in which you are making this barbados. If the karka is kosher, it's nice, hard, rigid, strong karka, which will not absorb the water, or will let the water sit nicely inside this cistern, then you don't need the avonim, you don't need the binyan. However, what happens if it's regular, normal soil, which is absorbent, it's raka, not kosher, then guess what? If you're going to go and put water in, you're going to come back a half an hour later and you're going to find that the water has now gone down 50%. You're going to come another hour later and you'll see that there's no water left at all. It'll all be absorbed in the ground. Therefore, depending on the texture of the ground, sometimes all you need is chafira, and sometimes you need a binyan. Zoki Mar, now the Mar basically repeats itself. Yosef Rav Ashi, the Kakashale. Rav Ashi was wondering, Hainu Bar, Hainu Dus, aren't they exactly the same? And again, the same territory, only Marchisha, Bereda of Chizdal, Rav Ashi, Toshima, we have a Brais, the Sanya, Echad Bar, Echad Dus, the Karka, the both that you dug it out into the ground, Vishabar Bechafira. Why did the Gemara repeat this? The Gemara is telling us that Ravina and Ravashi apparently had their own different yeshivas of Bati Midrashim, even though Ravina and Ravashi worked together to codify the Gemara, true, but nevertheless, each one had their own bismedish, their own talmidim, and when Ravina was learning the Mishnah initially, he asked the question, Haide bar, haide dus. Rav Tzvi gave him the teretz from Abraisa. And the same thing that Rav Ashi was learning the Mishnah, Hainu Bor, Hainu Dus. And then Mark Shisha told him, Nishkefelech, we have a Braisa. So basically the Gemara is repeating itself. Okay, so now getting to the substance of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that if you go and sell the house and you retain the Bor Vidus for yourself, and it's automatic that you retain it unless you wrote the magic words, Mitoim Ara Va'ad Roim Rekia, otherwise you retain it. The question is, do you also retain the right of access to get to the bar? V'dus machloikas Rabbi Kiva v'chachamim zokti yimar. V'tarach likachle derechti Rabbi Kiva v'chachamim einu tzarach. My lab welcome if v'kiv isn't the machloikas, the famous machloikas that we have in Shas. Rabbi Kiva sova moicher b'ayin yofa moicher. So therefore, if you are selling the bias, just retaining the bar v'dus, except for the Bar Vidus, you're giving him everything. Everything means even the right of access to the Bar Vidus. I conveyed everything to the Lekech. Now, me, Moicher, I want to get to the Bar Vidus. I got to go and pay him or appease him to get to the Bar Vidus. Rabbanan Zami, no. Moicher Bayin Ra, Moicher. When a person sells, he sells the minimum, not the maximum. He keeps for himself the maximum rights. And the maximum rights are the Bar Vidus, including the right of way to get to the Bar Vidus. Says the Gemara, Udikama Nami bi Alma Rabbi Kiva Letame. We find other places in Shas where the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva Lishi Tosoi. The Omar Moicher Ayin Yofa Moicher. What's the Mokar? What's the source of this Rabbi Kiva? Mehocha Fin Unz. By Unzer Mishnah. Where do we find Ba'alma Rabbi Kiva Letame? Says Rishbam, you remember that we had back on Daf Lamed Zayin, we had a Gemara that discussed Mochar Ilonois Bashir Karka Lefonov. Person had a field, and this field had a bunch of trees, and he sold trees to someone else, but kept the Karka for himself. Okay? Everybody agrees that if you sell three trees, that by definition you get tachteyam ubeineyam and a room in a room, kimoitzei something vesaloi. As much as a person needs for purposes of harvesting, he gets moitzei oira vesaloi. So a person gets the three trees and he gets karka in addition. However, the Gemara is telling us now, what's the din vis-a-vis the, if you only sell one tree or two trees, then we already have a machloket between Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham. Rabbi Kiva says that if you sold lemoshel two trees, not three trees, two trees, and you kept karka for yourself, says Rabbi Kiva, yesh loy karka. The Baal HaIlon also gets a shtikle karka. Now, how much shtikle karka? He doesn't get tachteim abeneim u. The only thing that he gets is the right of replacement. What's the right of replacement? Then what happens if in a year or 5 years or 20 years these trees die? He has the right to go and plant brand new trees. No. You get a one-time trees. If these trees last for the next 100 years, gezuntheit, mazel tov, solzam, bruche vatzlach. But what happens if these trees die? That's it. Go home and you're finished. You don't get anything more than your trees. So how do we understand that machloikis between Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim? Says the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin that Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai that moicher b'ayin yofa moicher, and therefore if he sold them trees, he sold them trees with the right of replacement of those trees. So that if the trees die, you can go and plant brand new replacement trees. Well, the Chum say, no, you only sold those trees and he didn't sell the right to replace them. And the one over there says, each one, Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai, moicher b'ayin yofa moicher, Rabbanan say, b'ayin yara moicher. The question is, what's the mocker of Rabbi Kiva l'shitasai l'tamei? Where did we find this Rabbi Kiva? Says, imon mehocha, fun unzere mishnah. By the fact that it says, Rabbi Kiva says that you have to be koin le'derach, and the Chum say you don't. So that's the machloikis here, and that's the machloikis there. Ein yofa moicher, ein ra moicher. Very good. Says Igmar Mimai, what's your raya? Dilma, we're on the fourth line, samach dalet omid beis. Mimai, what's the raya? Dilma, Rabbi Kiva Saber, ein odom roitzes she yiten ma'oisav v'yidrasu acherim. Rabban and Sabri, ein odom roitzes she yitel ma'ois v'yifrach ba'avir. So Igmar says, no. It's possible that Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim both hold Be'ayin Yofa Moicher, and it's possible that Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham both hold Be'ayin Ro'a Moicher. Oy bazoi, so what's the machloikis in our Mishnah? Our Mishnah has nothing to do with Ayin Yofa and Ayin Ro'a. It has to do with the psychology of a Moicher and Loikeach. Rabbi Kiva Savar, Ein Odom Roitze Shiiten Mo'oisav Yidrusu Acherim. I, the Loikeach, just bought this house. I paid for the house, let's say, $100,000. And, you know, everybody has a house. And the father, the husband, he's the king of the house. And the wife is the queen of the house. It's their palace, so to speak. We don't want at any time of the day or night that the former owner should be able to go and just walk into our house, go to the basement, draw water from the Bar Vidus. I want my privacy. I want my intimacy. I want my, you know, it's for my family, it's for me. I don't want trespassers to come by every single time. Elamai, you retain the Bar Vidus and you want to go and have access? Fine. Then we're going to have to make up, you know, rules and regulations. First of all, you're going to have to pay me for it. And then perhaps we'll, you know, make special times. You can only come once in the morning, once at night, only twice a week. Whatever deal they're going to make. But nobody wants to buy a house and just leave it hefker that people can just walk in at any time. So that's the reason why Rebbe Kiva says that you, the Moicha, will have to go and pay for access to get to your Bar Vidus. Because the Lekeach doesn't want just people traipsing through their property without, you know, making up some sort of new deal. I mean, we didn't discuss it at the closing. Now you want to go Bar Vidus, it's entitled, let's discuss it. How often are you going to come, and which door are you going to use, and at what time during the day, and of course, pay me money. Because every time you come in, what happens if it's a wintry day, you're going to go and bring in all the mud on your boots and on your shoes, you know, I can't take that. So nothing to do with Ayin Ra, Ayin Yafa. It's the psychology of Lekeach in Odom Roit Shiitim Adoi. So if he doesn't want to go and pay for this house, then others, meaning the original Moicher, should have the right to go and walk through it without, you know, making up a new deal. That's as far. And perhaps the Rabbanan Tzavri, Rabbanan normally perhaps hold that Moicher B'Ayin Yafa Moicher. Why over here would the Rabbanan say that the Moicher automatically retains for himself a right of way? Because Ein Adam Roitze Sheitel Mois, the Moicher, even though he received the money for purposes of buying the house, he doesn't want to be left stuck for Yifrach Ba'avir, that to get to his Bar Vidus, he's going to have to take a helicopter to go and get to the Bar Vidus. And even a helicopter is really not going to do the trick, because a helicopter will get him from to get over to the threshold of the bias. But once he gets to the bias, then he's going to need, you know, to tunnel down to get to the basement to be able to get to the Bar Vidus. What the Gemara means to say is that a person who is a Moicher, the Rebbe Kiva said, let's look into the minds of the Lekeach. The Lekeach doesn't want people, after he bought the property and paid good money for it, he doesn't want people traipsing through his property. Rabbanan said, no, don't look in the mind of the Lekeach. Look in the mind of the Moicher. As far as the Moicher is concerned, until now, he uses Bar Vidus without any inhibitions, without any requirements. It was, any time he wanted to go Bar Vidus, he went to the basement and he drew some water. And now that he sold it and he retained the Bar Vidus for himself, he doesn't want to have to go now and have special rules and regulations that apply. I'm going to have to take a helicopter every time because otherwise the owner doesn't want me traipsing through the property. Come on, I can't, you know, I can't live with that. So if you look into the Moicher's mind, of course he retained for himself not only the Bar Vidus, but his intention was also to retain for himself the right of way. Now, if that's the case, I have no mokor that Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan Lishitasam or B'ayin Yofa or B'ayin Roa Moicher. So Timur, you know, you're right. Well, let me say, let's bring a raya from the seif of our Mishnah. Remember, the seif is in Mochon Li'acher. That means just the opposite. The person retained for himself the bias, and he only sold the Bar Vidus. Aha. So what happens now? Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Ein Etzorach Likach Le'derech. He, the Lekeach, does not have to go and pay for the Derech. Why not? Because again, lechoira, Rabbi Kiva holds that moicher ba'ayin yofa moicher, and therefore, when the person, the lekeach, who bought the Bar Vidus, he also bought implicitly the derech to get to it. V'chomam oimrim, no tzarech, that the lekeach who bought the Bar Vidus, he needs to go and pay for an additional right of way to get to the Bar Vidus. Ah, why would the chacham hold that way? Lechoira, because of Moicher ba'ayin ro'a moicher. So we have a raya from the Sefer. We may not have a raya from the Reisha, we have a raya from the Sefer. And you'll notice there's a base over here, and that base takes us to the Bach, because the Gemara leaves out about one or two lines of words. So you look Beis in the Bach. V'chacham o'imim tzarech. And therefore, likach loyderech. Ma'i la b'hakim v'flegi. Don't we have an ironclad, clear-cut raya from the Sefer? The what's the machlek? Rabbi Kiva saw a moicher b'ayin yof, a moicher. Rabban and Sari moicher b'ayin ra'a moicher. Ah, isn't that the machlek is? And then the Gemara continues on the Dilma. We'll see that in a moment. Now, the Rishbam, as you can see, it's a fairly long Rishbam here in the Amid. What does Rishbam say? So the Gemara thought to itself, maybe fakert. What means maybe fakert? That maybe the reason for Rabbi Kiva is not because moicher ba'ayin yofa moicher, but maybe Rabbi Kiva holds like the svara of the chachomim that we just got finished saying a moment ago. Meaning, remember, moicher ba'acher, the moicher only sold the bar vidus. Rabbi Kiva says, the lekeach, the paid for the bar vidus, implicitly, he has a right of way. So we assume that the reason is because of Moicher ba'ayin yofa moicher. No. Maybe moicher ba'ayin ro'a moicher. So, why do we say that lekech ain a tzarech likach loyderech? Because ain odem roitze, a person doesn't want to pay for a bar vidus, v'yifrach ba'avir. Remember, that's as far that we said according to Rabbanan in the Reisha. That a person doesn't want to go and have to fly and hire or buy a helicopter to get to his bar vidus. After all, I paid for a bar vidus. Now that I paid for the bar vidus, mister, but you can't get to the bar vidus unless you pay me another fee. Are you nuts? The reason why I bought the bar vidus is to have access to the bar vidus. Doesn't make sense to go and buy a bar vidus and not to have the right of way. Person doesn't want to pay mois the yivrach ba'avir. So that would be the svar of the chayr of Rabbi Kiva. And what's the svar of the chachamim that lekech tzorech likach loy? Again, he will hold like Rabbi Kiva of the Reisha, and that is, Eid on the Reitze, person doesn't want to go and sell his bar vidus, v'yidrasu acherim, and have people traipsing through the living room, the kitchen, the dining room, to get to the basement, to get to the bar vidus. I don't want to go and sell my bar vidus and then allow people to trespass. Yes, Barry, what's your question?
I don't understand Rabbanan in the safe of the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva is saying makes a lot of sense. If you bought the bar vidus without access to it, it's worthless. So you paid for nothing. How the Chachamim justify, see, if you buy the bias with the bar vidus, without the bar vidus, the bias has independent utility. But if you're buying bar vidus, you live in a joint in the chutzner next door, without access to it, you pay for nothing. How the Rabbanan justify requiring purchasing an easement, when you bought a bar vidus? I don't understand it.
Very good. So Barry, hold your question for another moment. We're going to try to address it in the next Shtickel Gemara. So bottom line, it says the Gemara that Dilma Bihai Pligi, actually according to the Bach, he changes it to Dilma Baha Pligi, not Bahai Baha Pligi. The Rabbi Kiva Savar Basar Daita De Lekeach Azlinim. Rabbanan Savri Basar Daita De Moicher Azlinim. How does Rishbam explain this? The Rishbam is saying is, as we were saying a moment ago, that L'choira, if you're going to tell me that neither the Reisha nor the Sefer are concrete proof that Rabbi Kiva holds Moicher ba'ayin yafa Moicher, and the Chum hold Moicher ba'ayin ra Moicher, but rather, what are you going to say this forest are? In the Reisha, you're going to go and say, Rabbi Kiva Letamei. Not Rabbi Kiva Kamei. The Rabbi Kiva said in the Reisha, remember, there you sold the bias and you retained the bar vidus. What's the reason why Rabbi Kiva holds you're going to have to pay for the access to the bar vidus? Ain't Adam Reisha Shitam Oisav Yidisru Achayim. Because Lekeach says, mister, okay, you kept the bar vidus, but I don't want you traipsing through my property at all times and at all hours. That's Rabbi Kiva in the Reisha. Whether a bun hold in the Reisha, the reason why he doesn't have to pay for his bar vidus, remember the Moicher retained the bar vidus, the reason why he doesn't have to pay for the access, because ain't on the Reisha Tomois, v'yifrach ba'avir, who wants to go and retain rights to bar vidus, and to get to it you have to go and take a helicopter. That doesn't make sense. Elamai, he implicitly kept it for himself. And then the Gemara said, or the Mishnah said, Mochen li'acher, Rabbi Akiva says, "Ein tzarach likachoy derech." And the chayyim, what would be the svara if you're not saying moicher b'ayin yofa moicher? What would be the svara? Because now Rabbi Akiva is saying the opposite of what he said in the Reisha, meaning he holds like the chachamim. It wouldn't make sense to go and say like the Reisha. What did Rabbi Akiva say in the Reisha? The reason why the moicher has to go and pay for the right of way, because the lekeach says, "Ein oydem roy tishiyta moicher." If I paid $100,000 for this house, I don't want people trespassing. So now, let's assume that we say the Svara over here, the same thing, that the Lekeach bought the Bar Vidus alone. And he's going to go and say, "I don't want people trespassing on my property. Mister, there is no trespassing Svara over here. The reason why he wants the right of access, he's going to be trespassing on the other guy's property, on the Moicher's property, not trespassing on his property." So the svara of the Reisha, again, assuming that it's not because of Ayin Yof or Ayin Ra, but rather the Reisha was Rabbi Kiva Sover, Ein Adam Reisha Yitamo Oisavi Desu Acherim. That makes sense if you're saying that the Moicher sold the Ba'ayis, retained the Bar Vedus, so the Lekeach says, "I don't want you traipsing through my property unless we make up a new deal, when, where, how much, etc." That makes sense, but that doesn't make sense in the Sefer, because the Sefer, we're selling the Bar Vedus, this Yidrusu Acherim, that doesn't play a role. So the only way you can understand Rabbi Kiva is like the Rabbanan of the Reisha. The what? Einan Roy Tashita Mois V'Yifrach Ba'avir. Person doesn't want to go and, in this case, pay good money for his Bar Vedus, and then have to go and go with a helicopter. That doesn't make sense. What's the value of a Bar Vedus if I don't have access? So then Rabbi Kiva is going to have to learn the Svar of the Chachamim of the Reisha. And the Chachamim in the Sefer will also be just the reverse. What do the Chachamim say? That the Bar Vedus purchaser has to go and pay now separately for the right of way to get to his Bar Vedus. So what are you going to say? That the reason is because a person doesn't want to pay Mois, the Yifrach V'Avir. That doesn't make sense in our case, because the Chachamim Oimim Tzorech, the Chachamim say that you do have to pay for an additional right of way. So it means that without paying for an additional right of way, yes, we look at the Moicher, and the Moicher says, "Sorry, sir, Yifrach Ba'avir, you're going to have to go and take a helicopter and get to your Bar Vedus." So that's just the opposite of the Svara of the Reisha. In the Reisha, the Rabbanan said, "Ein onam roitz," a person doesn't want to go and do a transaction, then have to be v'yifrach ba'avir. And here, the Chachom are saying, in the Sefer, tzarech, that even though he paid good money for the Bar Vedus, he's going to have to be yifrach ba'avir, unless he goes and pays for a new derech. So, obviously, that cannot be the Svara. L'chayr, the Svara has to be like we had in the Reisha. In other words, according to Rabbi Kiva, that what did Rabbi Kiva say in the Reisha? A person doesn't want to do a closing, and then have, afterwards, someone else have drisas regel trespassing and traipsing through his property. So therefore, that's why the Chum say, tzorech, the purchaser of the moicher, of the bar, the dus, is going to have to go and pay for the right of access, because the moicher doesn't want, the moicher who retained the bias for himself, doesn't want that yidisu achein, and the people should just traipse through the property whenever they want. So kum techois, if we're not going to learn Ayin Yof and Ayin Ra, then Rabbi Kiva is going to be Soiser himself, and the Rabbanon are going to be Soiser himself. So that doesn't make any sense. Elamai, says the Gemara, L'choyre the Svar is Azeh. Dilma Baha Pligi. Rabbi Kiva Sava Basa Daita L'keach Azlinan, Rabbanon Savi Basa Daita the Moichra Azlinan. Explains Rishba that both Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanon agree that both of the svaras that we have just recited, number one, nobody wants drisas haregel of somebody else on his property, or the opposite, no one wants to buy or sell, and to get to his bar vedus have to be yifrach ba'avir. Both agree to these svaras, both Rabbi Kiva and Rabban. So if they both agree, so why does Rabbi Kiva hold one way, the Rabban the other way? Because Rabbi Kiva and the Rabban are saying to themselves, who is it more likely that I should favor? We have a suffix over here. I mean, l'choira, this would be excellent grounds for a legal malpractice suit against the lawyers for not thinking through the whole transaction and providing for what's going to be with the right of way, with the lien, the encumbrance to get to this property. Okay, but putting that aside, the question is, who should we favor? Both the Moicher has good svaris, and the Lekech has good svaris. Says Rebbe Akiva, I favor the Lekech. You know why I favor the Lekech? Because a person just paid good money. He paid $100,000 for this house, or $100,000 or whatever for the Barbados. Nobody wants to go and pay money only to find out, you know, Iker Chosim and Asayfer. The Rishbam uses the expression, Lo Yishodi Inish Zuzim Bechdi. Person doesn't want to pay money and throw it out into the garbage. Ein Odom Mashlich Mo'oisav Li'ibud. You'd be nuts. I bought the Moshe the Barbados and I can't even get to the Barbados. That's just craziness. Doesn't make any sense. And therefore, we have to favor the Das of the Lekech against the Das of the Moicher. Even though the Moicher has good svaris too, Mush and the Reisha, the Moicher says, I don't want you to go and traipse through my property, and therefore you want the Barbados in the Sefer. You want to get to your Barbados, you're going to have to go and pay me for it. Etc., etc. Says now, what's the svar of the Rabbanan? Asked Barry. Says Rishbam, that since we have here, if you will, a toss-up between both, remember, both Rabban and Rabbi Kiva agree that both of these svaris of the Drisus Haregel or the Yifrach Ba'avir are solid svaris. The question is, who are we going to favor? Are we going to favor the Lekech or favor the Moicher? Says Rabbi Kiva, we favor the Lekech, because in Odom, Zoyrik Moisim Bechti, what's the Lashon of the Rishbam? Loi shodi inish zuzi bechti. People don't just want to throw their money away. So obviously, when he bought, he wanted to buy it, you know, with whatever rights you need. If you bought a barbitus, you want the right to have access to it. Say the Chum, since we have a suffix, which svore is better, who should we favor, the Moicher Lekech? Automatically, we favor the Moicher. Why is that? Because by a Moicher, he was the Muchsik. Lekeach has brand new rights based on his shtar, and say the Chum, my rule is Yad Bal Hashtar Ala Tachtoina. If you wanted to go and get more rights, you should have had your lawyers throw in more rights. If you didn't throw in the rights, you don't get it, because until now everything belonged to Reuven. What did Shimon acquire? The minimum that it says in the shtar. Don't tell me implicit, and don't tell me I'll be svarim with parentheticals. You only get what it says in the shtar. You bought a barvedus, that's all you get. You want now right of access? That'll be a second closing. You might even have to pay more for the access to the barvedus than you paid for the barvedus yourself. Okay, I'm very sorry, Mr. Lekech. Sue your lawyers for doing a poor job. But I only sold you the barvedus, nothing more, nothing less. Yad ha-muchsik al-hal-yoyne, he's the muchsik. You're the moitzi mechavei, right? Meitzi chavei al-avarai, that you bought the right of access. If you have no raya, you don't get the right of access, you're going to have to go and pay for it. So that being the case, says the Gemara, vaitai don't have a raya that Rabbi Kiva holds moicher b'ayin yofa moicher, and the Rabbanan hold moicher b'ayin ra moicher. It could very well be that, like we just said, they both hold the svaris of Teresus Haregel and Yifrach Ba'avir. Just that Rabbi Kiva says, since it's like a Sofik HaShokul, who should you favor, the Lekech or the Moicher? I favor the Lekech. Says Rasei the Rabbanan, I favor the Moicher. Zokti Yimara, if that's the case, the Elameha. Fine, you're right. From our Mishnah, we don't have a conclusive raya. But I have a raya from the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah that we're dealing with is on Daf Ayin Aleph. And there we're talking about a person that didn't sell a house, but sold his field. And in the field there was a bar vedus. Shtei dot in the Mishnah, if you just sold your soda, you did not sell loyes abor, veloyes agas, veloyes ashoivach, ben chareven, ben yeshuvin, v'tzarech likach loy derech, divra v'kiva, v'chom oimim ein oy tzarech. Oh! Now, what does this mean? Bar, of course, we all know is a bar. V'lo yes a gas. Gas means a place where This is a press, a b'shas hagitois. That's a press for wine, a grape press to make wine, wine press. V'lo yishoshevach, of course, is a dovecot. Bein charev, bein yishuv, and say if they are still active, and say if they're charev. Rishbam says charev means that the bar is empty, not a drop of water. The gas, there is no nearby vineyard, so therefore this gas basically is worthless. And the shoivach, there are no doves. And therefore that's bein charev and bein yishuvim, or if they're all functioning and they're all in operation. Those are not included in the sada, just like a barbados is not included in a bias. These items are not included in sada. And if and when the moicher sold the sada, and now he wants to get to his bar, his gas, etc. Tzarchlik lechderach, the Rebbe Kiva. Oh, same thing. Chomayim enetzarch. Frank Timor Osumul Amali. Why does the Mishnah have to repeat the same machloikas Rebbe Kiva and the Chom? We already had that machloikas in Unzra Mishnah. El Lav Hokam Mashmulon. Don't tell me ganze svaris, like we said before, of Drisus Aregel, Mit Yifrach Ba'avir. No, very simply. That's Rebbe Kiva, Moicher Ba'ayin Yofer. Oh, so the Choyra, we have now been poshed our Shaila. We said at the top of the Yomit, what is the Mokoyr of Moicher Ba'ayin Yofer or Moicher Ba'ayin Rav? It's the Choyra, I have a Beferish Araya from that Mishnah, because that Mishnah is totally redundant. No. It's not redundant. I need both Mishnahs. Our Mishnah talks about a bias. That Mishnah talks about a sadu. Tzrich, you know, I need both. There I can understand svaris of drisus aregel. I don't want people traipsing through my living room and through my dining room to get to the bar vidus. Because if people, you know, if you're buying a house, you're entitled, I mean, the very minimum what you are buying a house for is to have a little privacy. You don't want to be in the public spotlight at all times, especially when you want to go to sleep and you want to put in your pajamas. You don't want people traipsing through your house when it's time to go to sleep. I mean, people need sneers. So that's the reason why our Mishnah says, according to Rebbe Kiva, you're going to have to go and pay dearly for the right of access, because I don't want Teresa's Areg. Al-Basada Imalai, my Sada, this Svar, of course, doesn't apply. People don't need sneers in a Sada. If we only say tzadim, mishem dekoshele davsha. There, you know the reason why you have to pay for access to your bar and your gas and your shoivach, because if people are going to walk across the field to get to their bar, for instance, during the winter months, they're going to ruin the crops, because I just did the plowing of my field, or I just did the planting of the crops, the seeds and all that. Somebody's going to go and step on it, he's going to ruin the crops. So that's the reason why you have to go and get and buy a separate Torah Likal Chayderach. Abu Bayis Eim Aloi. But by Bayis I would say this one obviously doesn't apply. Therefore, that's why I have to have the duplication, both our Mishnah and the other Mishnah, to go and tell us that this is not, the reason is not, blah, blah, that has nothing to do with Ba'ayin Ra'a or Ba'ayin Yafa. The reason rather is that by uns in the Mishnah, the reason why by Rabbi Kiva says that tzorach likach loiderach is because of the drisus regel problem. I don't want people traipsing through my living room at all times of the day and night. You got to pay for it. On the other hand, the sada comes to say the din of the davsha, even though tznius doesn't apply, but the davsha applies. So therefore, that's the reason why you have the two mishnayos. They're not redundant. They're not duplicative. I need the halacha. So weiter, I still don't know the mocker of moicher b'ayin yofa moicher and moicher b'ayin ra moicher. So to my elami sefer, the sefer of Yana Mishnah. What happened? What's Yana Mishnah? Daf ayin aleph. Where again, instead of selling the property, the soda, and retaining the bar of a gas, he sold the bar of a gas and he retained for himself the property. What's the din over there? Machli acher again. Rabbi Kiva Oimer. Why do we have to repeat this yet again? We have now covered all of the potential svaras. Don't tell me like the Gemara said before. Really, I have both svaras. I have the svar of the Pricha Be'avir and the svar of the Teresa Sereger. And both Rabbi Akiva agrees to that, and the Chum agreed to that. I, so Ibazoi, what do I need the Mach and the Acher for? To tell you that whose Das is the one that will decide the case. According to Rabbi Akiva, we go buster the Das of the Lekeach, because Ein Adam Shadi Zuzi Bechti, a person doesn't throw his money out the window for naught, so of course he kept for himself a right of way. And the Rabbanan say, well, since it's kind of a Safik Ashokel, whether you go after the Moicher Svara, you go after the Lekeach Svara, go after the Moicher. Why? Because of that famous rule that the Moicher is the Muchsik, and a Moitzi Mechbel of Araya, and Baj Balashtar Tachtoina. Now that was very good in our Mishnah, but why is it repeated yet again in the other Mishnah? And don't tell me because of bias and Sada that I already have in the Reisha. What do I need the Sefer to repeat it again? Machon Liacher, when he sold the bar and the gas, we have in our Mishnah that he sold the bar or the dus. Again, the same machloik that became in the Rabbanan, and therefore El Alav Hakamash Malon. So Hasu Lomali Hainu Hach. It's exactly the same. Alav Hakamash Malon. Rabbi Kiva Sav Moicher Behind Yofa Moicher. Rabbanan Savri Moicher Mayin Ra Moicher Shma Mina. And therefore, Kol LaTorah Kula, one more minute to Barry. We're just going to have another couple of lines. Kol LaTorah Kula, we always paskin, not always paskin, we always find Rabbi Kiva holds Moicher Bayin Yofa Moicher. Where is Kol LaTorah Kula? Where else? On the case of the Karka and the Ilan. That when you sell an Ilan, only two Ilanois, says Rabbi Kiva, implicit in the sale is not only the current Ilanois, but the right to plant future Ilanois, if and when these Ilanis should perish. Well, according to the Chum, no, you only sold the Ilanis, you didn't sell the ground with it. What are the Svaris over there? Moicher Ba'ayin Yofa, Moicher Ba'ayin Ra, what's the marker from our Mishnah together with the other Mishnah on Daf Ayin Alf? No, so how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Kiva or like the Chachamim? Itmar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Halacha Kidivrei Chacham, we paskin like the Chachamim, that the Moicher is the Muchzik, and the Lekeach is Baal Hashtar al-Tachtoin. Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba Omer Shmuel, Halacha K'Rabbi Kiva. We pass like Rabbi Kiva, not like the Chacham. And what's Halacha Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Kiva holds, Moicher Be'ayin Yofa Moicher. Omer Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba L'Ravuna. So Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba, who holds Halacha Rabbi Kiva, says to Rav Huna, you Rav Huna, the Paskin like the Chachamim, Vozimun Sagin Amrita Kamei de Rav. There were times that we said in front of Rav, Hilchas HaKereb Akiva, that we Paskin like Rabbi Akiva. This is Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba speaking to Rav Huna. There were times in the past that I or others said in front of you in the name of Rav, Halach HaKereb Akiva, V'liyam Aliv Midi. You should have screamed, Chai V'Kayim. After all, Rav Huna Omer Rav, Halach HaKereb Chachamim. Why didn't you protest? You should have made a machoa. That what? No, the Loch is like the Chacham, not like Rabbi Kiva. Omalesi told him, Hechi Tanisa, how did you learn Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim? Omalei, Ipcha Tanina. We talk to learn the other way around. That Rabbi Kiva holds Moicher Ba'ayin Ro'a Moicher. And the Chacham holds Moicher Ba'ayin Yofa Moicher. Ha ha ha. That's the reason why I didn't tell you anything. Why? Because you hold like me. Even though I said halacha k'divrei chachamim, the fact that you said halacha is k'Rabbi Akiva, and how did you explain Rabbi Akiva? That Rabbi Akiva holds moicher b'ayin ra moicher, nun dozogich. I'm saying that's the halacha. Halacha is like the chacham that moicher b'ayin ra moicher. That's the reason why I was not moicher. The last Rishbam on this Gemara says, L'choira, why did he even ask him why you weren't Moicher? If he heard Taka, I mean, remember he said, Vazim Sagiyan Amrita Kamei Derav Hilchas HaKereb Akiva, we said that the Loch is Rabbi Akiva, L'yomel Elidi, no, how did you learn it? Ipcha Tanina, if that's how you learned it, and you told him that's how you learned it, then naturally that's why nobody was Moicher. Says Rishbam, this is the Gemara that is implying these words. This is not something that was said befeirish by Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba in front of Rav. They told him Ipcha Tanina, but rather he said Allah is Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara is supplying. So why didn't Rav or Rav Huna? Why didn't they go and protest? The reason is because he taka learned fakert, and since he learned fakert, there's no reason to protest. Everybody agrees to the same halacha. We'll stop over here about Rabbi Yisai. Meachem to be continued tomorrow. Thank you all for attending and participating in the Shia.